This week's Shurim have been sponsored by the turned away colleagues, friends, and family of Reb Shloimeh Ben Baruch Menachem Gallendau, a much loved and sorely missed regular participant. Yom HaShloshim LePitorosoi, Hey Tishri. Gimel Tishri, Tzom Gedalia, 5th of October, Rabbi Danny Kirsch, Tzom Gedalia, The Fear of Change.
Shlomo Melech tells us that a wise person has eyes in his head. One said pshat that a wise person has eyes at the very beginning. A wise person has his eyes at the very beginning. And to begin the year, to have the opportunity to share Divrei Torah with you in this environment, is in a wonderful sechus, a great merit. The Rambam tells us, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Nisanim Bohem. Perek Chamish in Hilchos Tanis, the days where everybody fasts on them. Mibnei Atzaras Sheir Bohem, because these are days where tragedies befell the Jewish people. And why do we fast on these days? Kedela Ure Halavavos, to wake up the hearts. Uriya Uriya Yeshenim, we heard yesterday the cry of the shofar. But throughout the year, their fasts. And the purpose of the fast is to wake up the hearts, niftarach darkei tshuva, and to open the ways of tshuva. Yezeh zichron ma'asein aroyim. And as a result of fasting, and as a result of self-investigation and waking up the hearts, doing tshuva, remind yourself of the ma'asim, the bad deeds, umas abiseinu, and the fact that our forefathers sinned, shahayim ma'asein atah. In any generation that doesn't see the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, even though the sins are the sins of our forefathers, but we haven't corrected them. We haven't done tshuva properly. And that's what causes all the problems. When a person focuses and reminds themselves of these tragedies, they're going to return to good. They'll do teshuva, they'll do confession, they'll do vidui for their sins and for the sins of their forefathers. And of course it's well known that Psukim and Zechariah and Novi, which outline the Tanisim. Va'arba yimei hatzoma se'elo. And as the Novi tells us, there are four fasts which are fixed by the Nevi'im. Soma Ravi'i, Vesoma Chamishi, etc., etc. Soma Ravi'i, the fast on the fourth month, which means 4 months after Nisan, is Zeh Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. And what happened during the Shiva on the 17th of Tammuz, as we know, the walls of the city were breached, and it was the beginning of the three-week period, which led to V'Soma Chamishi, Zeh Tisha B'Av, Shiva B'Chodesh HaChamishi, V'Soma Shvi. And what about today's fast? Zeh Shlosha, that's the third of Tishri, although I saw some bring down that actually the tragedy took place on Rosh Hashanah itself.
Yes. They couldn't fast.
Shehu b'chodesh hashvi, and this is the seventh fast. V'soma atziri, and asara b'teves, when the city was encircled, when the beginning of the siege, zeh asara b'teves, shehu b'chodesh hasir, which is in the tenth month. The Rambam, in discussing exactly what the messages or the meaning of each one of the fasts are, focuses our attention. And really it's essential for us to understand this, because the Rambam in his introduction tells us that the purpose of the Tanis, in order for us to consider, remind ourselves of all the tzoras that happen, and wake up your heart and do tshuva, and remind yourself of the sin that we've done, the sins of our forefathers, and correct them. So it's pretty essential we understand what the sins on each one of the Tanis are, so we can know exactly how to correct it. Ve'elohem, Yom Shlishi Batishri, the first one he mentions is today's Tzom Gedalia, which of course is interesting itself because the Novi doesn't put it in that order. The Novi starts with Nisan and the Rambam starts with Tishri. I'll let you contemplate that. Ve'elohein yom shlishi batishri, shebo nera gedalia ben achikam. What happened today, and that's the reason why we're fasting, that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. Gedalia ben Achikam, who was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, yes. And as a result of his appointment, there was a sense of hope, a sense of feeling after the horrors of the destruction, that even in the midst of this terrible tragedy, in this Holocaust, nevertheless, a miracle has happened and Gedalia has been appointed in a position of authority. Now really, to understand today's Tanis, one has to understand Yom Yonovi, and particularly I recommend reading for the day chapters 40, 41, 42, 43 to really appreciate the enormity of what was happening at this time. Many people know Yom Yonovi because of the words that he says, the pain of destruction, Eich v'chulu v'chulu. But if you have a look in chapter 40, 1, 2 and 3 around there, you'll get a sense of the historical background to what we're talking about and the ramifications of the fact that the Jewish people were given this independent authority to an extent. Because what happened was, as a result of Gedalia, many Jews who themselves had left began starting coming back. They started thinking, well, maybe we've got an opportunity, maybe it's not the end, maybe there's a hope. As a result of that, there was the beginnings of a excitement of a potential of a rebuilding. And it's very interesting because, as I mentioned earlier, Zechariah, who writes the prophecies about the Tanesim, and also if you see in his prophecies, chastising the Jewish people on their obligation to actually go back and take the opportunity to rebuild. Then the Rambam goes on and says, interestingly enough, as a result of the destruction, as a result of the murder of Gedalia, as a result of that, the last ember, the last hope, the last chance, as if to say, that something was going to happen, that was extinguished with his death. And that was really the end of the beginning, and the total golus now begins. And obviously that's going to be the common denominator between those four fasts. Because those four fasts are all to do with destruction. And it's very strange because at first sight it would look like Gedalia has nothing to do particularly with destruction because we've got Asara B'Tefes surrounding the city, Shivasa B'Tamis breaking the walls down, Tisha B'Av burning the base of Mikdash. And then, post-burning, there's a Gedalia. But somehow the Rambam sees that as a result of his death, as a result of his destruction, then the Golus really begins and the destruction was actually complete. There was always that symbol, there was always that hope, there was always that feeling that Efsha, Efsha, Efsha. And now with his death, that's finished. Very interesting, because when you start looking into this in detail, you also understand there are many, many questions about this. First of all, the fact that all of the other examples are destruction of a building, destruction of a base of Mikdash, surrounding the city and sieging it. Here we're talking about the murder of an individual. And that by itself needs a great deal of understanding. And therefore it's a little easier to understand in the context of what that individual represented in terms of the final moment of the destruction. But since we're talking about the death of an individual, I'm reminded of an idea that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Mendel Weinbach, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. And he was actually speaking at the Hesped, a very special Jew, Mashgiach Yeshiva, passed away. And he was talking in Parshas Bukas. And he drew attention to the famous Rashi. The Torah tells us that immediately after the Paraduma, Vayova b'nei Yisrael, kol ha'edim midmasim b'chodesh rishon, yoshavam b'chodesh v'tomash sham mirim v'tigoshon. Then immediately after the Paraduma, in Parshas Chukas, even though that's not necessarily the historic order of when it happened, but in the Torah, immediately after that, we find out about the death of Miriam. So Rashi says, Lama nischa Mises Miriam the Parshas Paraduma, what's the juxtaposition? Loimelach to tell you, Mar Korbonus Mechaprin, just like the Beis HaMikdash and the Korbonus Mechaper, and therefore the connection to the Paraduma, Af Mises Sadika Mechaperis, so too is Mises Sadika Mechaperis, the death of Miriam is put next to the power of the Kapora, of the Korban, to tell you that the death of a Tzadik is Mechaperis, just like the Korban. And he asked the question, how does this work? Now, of course, in the Olam HaRuchni, there's no question that there's some spiritual power which is with this person. When the person passes away, that gains a kapara for Klal Yisrael as well. However, he pointed out a very interesting thing. In this particular case, and the case where Rashi brings this example of the juxtaposition of the Paraduma and the death of Miriam, the juxtaposition of Beis HaMikdash, Korbonus, Mishkan, and the death of an individual, he pointed out what happened as a result of Miriam's death. As a result of Miriam's death, they had no water. And all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael started thinking, what was it that Miriam must have done that in her life she merited, that she gave Klal Yisrael water for 40 years? And now she's died, now we see the extraordinary lacking. Now we see we don't have any water. This great tzedekah, in her merit we had water. What must have she done during her life? And he explained to us that Klal Yisrael, out of that, had to do cheshbon ha-nefesh. No Miriam, no water. What was Miriam? Who was Miriam that we can behave and follow her behavior so we can get back that water? And he said a very interesting idea. That what is the connection to the Korbonus and the Beis HaMikdash, which are Mechaper, and the Misa Sadikim, which are Mechaper? That when there's a Misa Sadikim, it forces people to think about the lives of the Sadik. Forces people to consider who it was who's passed away, who's no longer in this world. And what is lacking as a result of this tragedy. And in the case of Klal Yisrael, there's no water, but what was Miriam that we had the water? When a person sees the death of the tzaddik and they realize what's lacking, it forces them to do teshuva. It forces them to introspect. What do I need to do to correct that? And of course, there's some magical, mystical thing that happens, but he was to explain to us a very pragmatic thing as well. What have we lost? What's happened? And as a result of understanding what's happened, an opportunity for us to do teshuva and to make the necessary changes. So let's try and understand a little bit about what exactly happened with the death of Gedalia. So this time of year, all of us are spending time learning Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah speaks in detail about these Tanaisim which we've spoken about. And with your permission, I'll cut a little bit and focus on particular ideas. So the Gemara says, Somar Avi, it goes through the different somas, the different, but this is on Daf Yud Ches Somad Beis. Somar Chamishi, the fast on the fifth month, Zeh Tisha B'Av, that's Tisha B'Av. And what happened on Tisha B'Av? Shabo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's what the Gemara describes of what happened on Tisha B'Av. V'amai kari le'chamishi. So why is it called the fast of the fifth? Chamishi le'chadoshim. Because if you take it back to Nisan, and that's how we count the months, then it works out to fifth. Next, says the Gemara, Soim Hashvi. What is the reference in the Psukim, in the Novi to Soim Hashvi? Ze Gimel B'Tishri. That's the third of Tishri. Shibonera Gedalia ben Achikam, when Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, and then the Gemara asks of Mihogan, who killed him? Yishmael ben Nesina. He was killed by Yishmael ben Nesina, Holger, to teach you, says the Gemara. Lelamdecha sheshoklam misosan shal sadikim kusreifas beis elokeinu, that the destruction, the killing of a tzaddik is comparable to sreifas beis elokeinu. So there are a number of questions here we have to ask. The Gemara proceeds by telling us what happened on Tisha B'Av and tells us that on Tisha B'Av the Beis Elokeinu was burnt. Then goes on to tell us what actually happened on Som Gedalia, and it focuses not just on the fact that Gedalia was killed, but tells us specifically who killed him. And then the Gemara tells you, and why is it so essential to understand the death of an individual? To tell you, Sheshokla Misosan Shal Sadikim is Kasrefa's base of the Kainu, it's like destruction of the base of the Kainu. On this, the Mephoshim asks a very interesting question. I believe it's the Rashash who asks. Think about it, there were four examples which the Novi brings of terrible destructions that happened to Klal Yisrael, and as a result of those destructions, the fast that we fast. Two of them have got nothing to do with burning. Here it says, when a tzaddik dies, it's comparable to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. But the other two were, either there was a siege on Yerushalayim, or they broke the walls. The only one where there's an actual burning is in reference to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself in terms of the fast of Tisha B'Av. So the Mefarshim are bothered as to specifically why that one is mentioned if the Novi seems to be putting them all together in one group. And I believe it's the Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, who says the following interesting idea. He tells us to have a look also in Zechariah, in Perek Zion, Posek Hay. And as I said beforehand, Zechariah is chastising the Jewish people on the way that they are responding to destruction. He's chastising the Jewish people and how they're behaving in response to the Beis HaMikdash no longer being there. Vayihi Dvar Hashem El Zechariah Leimo. And the word came to HaKadosh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came to Zechariah. Kama Hashem Savokos Leimo. And he goes to talk to him and he says as follows. Sorry. Vezeh Dvar Hashem Savos Eli Leimo. Posek Hei Perek Zayin. Emo Kol Amoret. Speak to the people. Vela Kohenim and to the Kohenim. Leimo. Kisamtem, when you fasted the Svot and you lamented, b'chamishi u'bashvi, on the fast of the Chamishi on the Shvi, he only mentions Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia. V'zeh shivim shana, for the last 7 years, who did you fast for? The famous words of Zechariah. What were you doing with? Was this for me? What prompted you to fast? Were you going through the rote of fasting? Or were you contemplating, considering what it was you were fasting for? And says the Rosh Hashanah that the connection here is distraction. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. In this prophecy, Zechariah specifically mentions the Nisraf, the Beis HaMikdash destruction in the fifth, and the destruction of the seventh, which is the destruction of Gedalia. And that's why he suggests the Gemara makes the connection specifically here between the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, not the breaching of the walls and the other prophecies, but the burning of the Beis HaMikdash in the killing of Gedalia. Before she explained, so what do we have to do tshuva for? What exactly are we supposed to be doing tshuva for on this day? I just will mention before I give you a suggested answer that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he's talking about how to behave on a Tarnis and how a person should focus, uses a similar lashon of the Rambam. He had something very, very interesting which he adds himself at the end in Chapter 121, Halacha Aleph, Halacha 1. At the end of his Halacha, he adds something the Rambam doesn't say. And that is as follows. Lochein, oison anoshim, those individual, shemisanim, they're fasting, but holchim betil, they go for their normal walk around Golders Park or around the heath, because that's what I always do on a Wednesday. I always have my walk on a Wednesday. And, okay, it's a fast, but I'm going to go on a walk. Mablim esayom b'dvarim b'talim, and they say, oh, got to find something to pass the day, because it's a difficult fast. Got to find fast the day. Tofser es hatofel v'nicha es eker. They grabbed hold of. They fasted. No question, they fasted, and the days passed. But they grabbed hold of the tofel, and they forgot the eker. The kids is telling us, you want to understand what eker of atanis is. Eker of atanis is you got to do tshuva, and as the Rambam says, we specifically have to do tshuva for the averus that we did. So the Ben Ishchai tells us that the reason why the Gemara specified what happened on this tragic day is to tell us that Nera Gedalia ben Achikim Umi Hogar, and who killed him? Another Yid killed him! Yishmael ben Asina, he was the one who killed him! And as a result of that begins the most horrific consequences of that. As the Jews eventually flee to Mitzrayim, as I say, have a look at Yirmiyahu for more of that. But what was the cause of that destruction? What brought it about was that one Yid killed another Yid. That one Yid was able to kill another Yid. And that is the most horrific and frightening thing that a Jew can hear. And you know, for each one of us, as we're contemplating, we're considering at this time of year, exactly areas that we need to tshuva for and areas that we need to work on. The Mefarshim suggests that maybe this is a good time to work on all areas of our life. But on a day like today, how is it possible that a Yid can kill another Yid? How is it possible that a person can do such a devastating thing with all the ramifications which are in it? This morning, in our laning, we said the Yud Gimel Midas, said the Meslichas, And probably more than anything else during this period of time, as we hear those words repeated, Nidre, Ne'ila, Yugimu Midas, reverberate in the souls of everybody, because of the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is on Yud Zayin. If I remember correctly, yep. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah speaks about exactly what it is that HaKadosh, what's so special about the Yugimu Midas. And the Gemara tells us that, just give me a second, please. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that I have a special Baroi Melamish Nisatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Siva that begins really on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe how to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe the secrets of how to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after such a devastating blow. Melamish Nisatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Siva Baroi Melamish Seyda Tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe the miracle of this Seder Tefillah. Omalai, kol zaman shiyisrael chaitim. Whenever Klal Yisrael sin, yasa lefanai kaseder hazeh. Then this is what you have to do, and you'll be saved. Vani molcha lehem, and I will save them. So it's not surprising why on a fast day like today, or slichas, yom nerai, we say these yugim midlas. And then Hashem Hashem, it starts quoting Hashem Hashem. Now, what's very interesting is that if you start counting out the Yud Gimel Midas, there's a Tosus here, exactly how these Yud Gimel Midas are counted out. Because if you think about Hashem, Hashem is two Midas in the counting, according to how we do it. Hashem, so Pasuk, and then Hashem. There's a line, and then Hashem. What's very difficult for everybody to understand is how can the same name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be two Midas? So the Gemara speaks of it. Anihu kaidem shiechta. The first Hashem is before you sin. Ha'odem v'anihu la'acha shiechta. The second one is after a person does an avera. Okay, the Rosh already asked you, what is the tshuva of a person who hasn't sinned yet? What's going on over here? The Rosh answers that this is the mid of Hashem, the yud kei vov kei, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond time, was, is, and will be. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're going to sin, nevertheless, he's aware of that now, as if to say, and he allows you to do tshuva knowing you're going to sin, even though you haven't yet done an avera. I heard another explanation, which is Hashem before you sin, and Hashem after you sin. Hashem before you sin, it's true, you haven't done any averas. But how many mitzvahs have you done? Because most people consider, when is Hashem after the chait? What do most people do tshuva for? Most people do tshuva for, they give a list of all the things they've done wrong. The Lashon Hara that they've spoken. Unfortunately, by mistake, they turned a light on the Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. V'chol, we have a whole list ready of all the tshuva we have to do. And unfortunately, for all these low sases, you have to do tshuva for it. However, what's very clear is that people forget to do tshuva on the fact that they had opportunities in their lives to do mitzvahs and they never did them. They had opportunities in their lives every day as they walk down the street to say Shalom Aleichem to a fellow Jew. As they walk into their home to wish their wife, how are you? That's a mitzvah. Mm. It's an obligation. Sameach es ishto. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. How many of the daily moments you had to do something good, how many of those didn't you do? And therefore, tshuva is not just about saying sorry for the things I did wrong. It's saying sorry for the things I never did when I had the opportunity to do them. And as Rav Shimshon Vilhersh points out to the Lashon Yidoy, this Vados is always a Lashon of self-introspection and self-confession, of introspection. And the confession is not just about the things I've done wrong, even though it's clear from Korbonus that's why a person would do a Vidoy, but also the Vidoy of what it is that when I didn't do something right. And what's very interesting is, in our area of Ben Odom L'Chaveira, most people are reactive in Ben Odom L'Chaveira. However, when you have a little look at the Talmud Devorah, he tells us that we have to be a little bit creative on our Ben Odom L'Chaveira as well. I just point out something very interesting. And unfortunately, we do not have time in this year, the last few minutes, to go into this in detail. But primarily, the miracle that the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe is the Yud Gimel Midas. And they're said during Slichas, and they're said on Atanas. What's very, very interesting is the Yud Gimel Midas in Micha, which is spoken on Tashlich, which we say, many people say on Shabbos Shuvah at the end of the Haftarah. Many people say at the end of Yonah or Mincha in the afternoon. We add for Micha, another Yud Gimel Midas. I'll leave you to contemplate what exactly is the difference between these two Yud Gimel Midas. I'll just tell you a little secret just to start contemplating it. That the Gemara talking about the Yud Gimel Midas of Parshas Ki Sisa is definitely reactive. That means when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sin, we know how to do tshuva. When the Yidden Chalina sin, we know how to tshuva. A Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches how to do tshuva, Chalina. However, the Yud Gimel Midas and Micha seem to be given to us an opportunity when we're actually even doing the right things. And we're having the opportunity to do actions, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us a chesed as well. There's a chesed he shows us when we do something wrong and can return. There's a chesed that he shows us when he gives us our daily opportunities to do good, and the opportunities he has gives us constantly in that area. And it's well known that in these sephorim are learnt during this period of time, and the Talmud Torah famously compares the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Micha to what we're supposed to do. And there he talks about the Sheris Nachalosoi in the fourth of the Middah, and he tells that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Averas of those who are left, he writes there. And the Talmud Devarah goes into great details talking about the fact that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael as his family, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael as his family, he can't forget his family. He can't forget his obligations to them. And even though, in other words, there aren't that many left, and they're not, but nevertheless, my family, they're, even though they're so distant, they're my family. Please see for more details. Ulekach, and therefore he writes as possible, follows. Roi la'odim li'os chofetz b'tovoso shel chaveira. In the Yud Gimel Midas, which we said in Tashlich, the Yud Gimel Midas will say on Shabbos Shuvah, according to those who have the minhag. The Yud Gimel Midas that we're going to say at the end of Yonah, which are positive obligations, lekach roi la'odim li'os chofetz b'tovoso. A person should always look out for the good of his friend. Veinu tova al tovas chaveira. His eyes have got to be thinking, what, when I wake up in the morning, what can I do for him? How can I help a person? What difference can I make? Uchvoida yechobib alav kishalai. And I should be as concerned about you as I am myself. Shahari hu mamish. The Talmud Devarah says, another yid is me, and I'm another yid. Mitam zen is sabi yikrob, v'ahavta l'recha kumoch. And on Song Gedalia, another yid killed another yid. And how many people do we, by ignoring them, by embarrassing them, by pushing them away, how many people's lives are we destroying every single day? Mm-hmm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Hashem Hashem Kerachem V'chanun. He's merciful, he wants us to do tshuva. Shehu rachum afatar rachum. You want to know how to get those Yid Gimel Midos working, even in the greatest permanent of Tsar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I expect you to behave like you expect me to behave. And in the Talmud Devarah, page after page, shows us in the Yud Gimel Midos of opportunity that we are given, how to best use them and how to make a difference. So the Rambam tells us that this is a day of the tragedies and the pain, and it's a day of tshuva when we reflect on it. A couple of weeks ago, Shabbos afternoon, a Talmud Chacham from another city came to see me in the JLE. He said to me the following story. He says, Rabbi Kirsch, I don't know what to do. Last night I was walking down Golders Green Road, and there was young men, and they said to me, Good Shabbos. And I saw one of them was on a mobile, and I said to him, Shabbos, what are you doing with a mobile? Now this gentleman was not from at all. And he says to me, and I gave him a bit of a Musa Drosha, and I felt really bad afterwards. How am I going to find this individual? What am I going to do? So he says to me, maybe you know who it is. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, we did a bit of detective work, and we find out that it's actually somebody who came to somebody I know, and it was Taki's first Shabbos in Golders Green. And he's on a journey, he really is on a journey, and there were four of them from a certain neighborhood, and they came here for Shabbos. And they're walking down Golders Green Road, and I found out who it was. And I spoke to them, and I said, did this happen? He said, yes, yeah. I said, and what was your response? He said, well, some of us were very unhappy. Other ones said, well, actually, we shouldn't really be on the phone. And we started a whole discussion with us, one way or another. So I said to him, can I, the guy wants to say sorry to you because he feels he may have misbehaved and done it incorrectly. Can I give him your phone number? So on the Tuesday, I got the phone number, and I phoned up this big Talmud Chacham, and Baruch Hashem, he phoned up this young man, and he said, listen, I think I reacted incorrectly, please forgive me, whatever it is. Just, and Baruch Hashem, this non-from guy was like amazed, nobody ever forgave him for any, amazing. Baruch Hashem, that's tshuva. Tshuva is ben odem lemokom. Tshuva is all the averes we've done. But tshuva's for the missed opportunities we have every day of our life to make a difference. The missed opportunities we have every day continuously with us. And on this day of Tzom Gedalia, we'll remind ourselves of the tragedy and the pain of this destruction. It's compared to Sreifas Beis HaMikdash. When an individual is killed, today's a day to focus that we're never chalila going to do anything wrong to another yid. We're going to open our hearts and our minds, include them with everything. And Yitz Hashem, we should be zocher to tshuva gemara.
What should you do?